1430 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon at 12 noon. Our temperature's up to 21 degrees, Rusty.
That's about where our high should be for the day. Snow should be done for the day as well. Maybe even a little sunshine.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Town of Sheboygan Chairman Dan Hine says the possible addition of a Sam's Club where the current Menards self-storage units stand would benefit both the town and the Sheboygan area.
Something that, what they're telling me, they don't have anything like this in the state of Wisconsin. So it's unique. It's right on the Highway 43. It's on the 42 corridor. So this is really great things.
He says they tell him it's going to be a state-of-the-art facility. He does not expect the same opposition that occurred when a Walmart was built in the town right across I-43 due to the proposed site already being zoned for this type of business.
Basically, all they're doing is coming in for conditional use, and they're going to go through our architectural designs and make sure they comply with the town's architectural design.
The town will take up the proposal during its next board meeting on March 25th. Meanwhile, Sheboygan Mayor Mike Vandersteen says he'd be happy to see a new Sam's Club in the area, even though it won't be in the city of Sheboygan.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of residents that are going to go there. Many times I've heard of people, you know, going south or north to access something similar. And it's going to be nice to have it right in our backyard so we don't have to travel so far to access a facility like that.
If it goes through, that store would employ 150 to 175 people.
Wisconsin workers and property owners will soon be one step closer to getting a major tax break. The state Senate is meeting today to act on a $504 million tax cut package. Majority Republican leaders say they have enough votes in both houses to pass it. They'll give Walker the original tax cut he proposed in January and $131 property tax reduction this year for the median-priced home, plus a $46 average income tax cut. State Senator Joe Lipom of Sheboygan said withholding tables have already been changed, and starting next month, the average wage earner will see an extra $60 a month on their paycheck.
Well, Governor Scott Walker says the sexual harassment accusations against State Assembly Majority Leader Bill Cramer are outrageous, and if they're true, Walker says Cramer should not hold elective office.
I definitely think the Assembly is right in asking him to step down from his position as a part of their leadership team. It's something where I don't have the details other than what I've read and heard about in the media.
The 49-year-old Waukesha Republican checked into a treatment facility Saturday. That after allegations surfaced, he inappropriately touched one woman and verbally abused another last week. Word out of the Capitol now is Cramer has been removed as Assembly Majority Leader.
No word yet as to if he's going to be replaced for the rest of this current session.
Okay.
Wisconsin shoppers are having a tough time finding their normal spring bargains for beef. A long-running drought in much of the West has created the nation's smallest cattle herd since 1951. With supplies down, prices have shot up for everything from basic burgers to ribeye steaks.
Sheboygan City Council made it official last night. Aldermen unanimously approved a one-year contract with the new Midlake Softball Organization to manage the Wildwood Softball Complex for this softball season. Action came after the city terminated its agreement with the Sheboygan Softball Association, which had run that program for years. Rusty?
A Sheboygan woman will spend some time behind bars for beating her 6- and 8-year-old boys last December. 30-year-old Anna Reichard was sentenced recently in Sheboygan County Court to 3 years probation, with the first 30 days to be spent in the county jail. Reichard was charged after an acquaintance captured the beating on cell phone video and turned it over to police. It showed her 6-year-old being hit numerous times with a belt for getting a bad report from school. A witness said the boy was struck full force at least 25 times. Authorities said the boy had 6 long, narrow bruises on his back when they examined him. Reichard told investigators she got carried away and didn't mean to hit him that hard.
Secretary of State John Kerry insists the presence of Russian troops in Crimea is an invasion of Ukraine's sovereignty. Speaking from the capital city of Kiev, Kerry said the world stands with Ukraine. He urged Russia to keep its troops out of the country. He said Ukrainians have the right to pursue their own future.
They may have had one of the best Super Bowl commercials this year, but Radio Shack making more drastic moves. The consumer electronics retailer plans to close as many as 1,100 stores across the U.S. No word as to which stores those might be. At the same time, Radio Shack is out with disappointing fourth quarter numbers. The company puts its net losses at just over $191 million.
Well, for Fond du Lac County Sheriff's deputies, an attempt to locate a reckless driver last night ended 45 miles later with an injured sheriff's deputy and two damaged squad cars. 37-year-old Appleton man first reported headed south on Highway 41 out of Winnebago County. Deputy was hurt when the man's vehicle hit the 46-year-old deputy's squad car and rolled it over. Chase ended in Dodge County when another Fond du Lac County Sheriff's deputy then ran into the suspect's car.
The squad basically went along the side of him and pushed the car into a snowbank. It was kind of a slow, methodical type push. It wasn't really a ram. It was a low speed. So there's a little bit of damage to the right front fender.
The injured deputy taken to the hospital where he was treated and later released.
Well, the light snow we had this morning may be a sign of things to come for the rest of March. Meteorologist Ed Townsend with the National Weather Service in Sullivan has a dismal answer for the...
No, it does not look like there's much of a reprieve in sight. The Climate Prediction Center going out 8 to 14 days. There's enhanced probabilities for below normal temperatures, so it doesn't look like we're going to be seeing much improvement. So.
No, that's not good news.
No, not good news at all. But the weather forecast for us today shouldn't be too bad. Should see a little bit of sun, high near 20. Maybe a little snow tonight, but otherwise temperatures in the 20s the next few days without any snow.
All right, thanks, Rusty. We're at 21 degrees now as we get back to Rush on WHBL.